So hi everybody, thank you once again for being back with me. Thank you for all the encouragement for my first test podcast. I thought I'd do another one called episode 2, and it was going to be a little bit about me, my background. I'm an artist, photographer, but then I thought I would just talk very briefly, well, not really briefly, but I'll talk about something that came up during the week where I was helping somebody out with some information. And as I was helping them with this information, it was in response to a question about how they did something, I realized that all of us have, from our experiences and are doing things, we have information that can help other people, and we actually know a lot more about things than we give ourselves credit for. So this particular episode is just going to be about some information I gave somebody, or some advice I gave somebody to who was asking the question about how do they transition from their job to being a self-employed creative. They want to do their own creative stuff, but they're working full-time, and it's very challenging for them. And so I gave a few tips, which I hope people will find useful. And as I was doing this, I was realizing, well, wow, these are some of the things that, yes, that I learned along the way as I was transitioning and juggling and hustling and so on. And hopefully these will be very useful to anybody out there listening who's thinking of doing the same. So one of the first things I said, one of the first suggestions I made was to take a step back and look at why you want what you want. Why do you want to have your own business? Why do you want to be self-employed creative? And don't skip this step, because when things get frustrated along the way, and they will, they definitely will, you can bet on that, you will want to remind yourself, when you want to throw in the towel, as to why you want what you want and what your thoughts were when you first set out doing this. And it will really keep you going. And I say all this from experience. The second thing, because this was one of the things they brought up, was to try and ensure that you have the support of your spouse, your significant other, your friend, partner, somebody who can support you and see your vision with you, because we can't do this alone. I would also suggest having an outside group of similar-minded people who have either done what you are doing or are trying to do what you are doing, because you all encourage each other. You really need people to encourage you, because there are plenty of people out there who will discourage you and say it can't be done, you're crazy, and you don't really need all of that. So the third thing I suggested was to set a timeline. If you want to go from one state to another state, you need some kind of map, but you need a plan for that map. So whether it's 3 years away or 5 years away, set a time that you're going to do it, a line in the sand, and then work backwards from there and try and chunk down what you would need to do, whether it's gathering more experience, gathering more knowledge, saving money, which you would need to do. I'll talk about that in a minute. But put a line in the sand. So if you don't do this, what will happen is that you will drift, and time passes far more quickly than we think. You don't want to be looking back in 5 years' time and say, well, I had great plans to do this, but I haven't really moved on. And part of the reason you may not have moved on is that things rush in to fill a void. And if you don't have a dedicated plan and schedule for them, it eats up what you actually do plan to do. So have a plan and work backwards and chunk down some actions that you know that you would need to do. The other thing, which is very important, I suggested, was to start thinking about how much money you need to live on when you transition. You do part-time work? Do you have support? Do you have another income that can help you? These are all things to start thinking about, and it's actually good if you start thinking about it while you have money coming in, because the next point was to start stocking away money in a savings account to be your support fund, if you like. That way you don't go from the shock of having regular money coming in to no money coming in. And it takes longer than you thought to build a sales funnel, to build sales, to build clients. So So if you're sucking money away, you'll have something that you can turn to as you are making your plan and building your business. So I call that the emergency fund. And if you're working, you can start now. The thing is to start now. The other suggestion I made was to start building your business on your side. Just start. Carve out some time each week. Do one or two things that move you forward. You need to talk with maybe people, your significant other, to see how you can carve out some time. Maybe they can take on some extra duties. Maybe you can hire someone to do cleaning. All these things that eat up time that you don't necessarily need to be using your time to do. Try and think of some creative ways that you can relieve the burden from yourself doing them all the time. Because this person said they were doing all this stuff all the time. So I suggested that you having a look at that and seeing how people can help out. It always takes longer, but if you have a plan, you can see how much progress you're making. And it's very important not to try and cram everything into a month or even your first year. You'll make mistakes and you'll learn from those mistakes. I talk from experience, and you need that time to actually make those mistakes. And everybody who's successful at doing this, at transitioning, will tell you that nobody has the answers. People just experiment and see what works and what doesn't. And on that note, I'd actually say follow people on social media who have done this. And Gary Vaynerchuk is a great person to follow. He's very inspiring. And his mantra is just start. Just get out there and start doing it. Don't spend too much time overthinking it, and just get out there and do it. Because many people want to do what you're doing. But if you start, you'll find the momentum and the actions that will help you move along and work towards those dreams. And it goes without saying to use social media, start putting your name out there. Don't wait until you've left. Start talking to people about your passion, about your dream, about what you want, and how you are going to help them and how you're going to make them feel better and feel good. And look at your job not as a negative, but as a positive support for what you're doing. As weird as that sounds, if you look at it that way, you bring positivity in, and you really, really need to have more of that. So look at it as a kind of waiting time where you do your job well, very well, learn all you can learn on the job, and then you'll have contacts and relationships and a lot of knowledge that you possibly can't do as well outside your work. And if you're where you are, you're where you are for a purpose. So I would use that and use it well. And also, let's not forget that if you have a regular job and you have money coming in, it does take the pressure off bills, trying to pay bills from a startup business. I can't tell you how important that is. It's much harder to create when you have all these other looming things and you don't know where your next meal is coming from. So probably not as bad as that, but it is a really big, big plus. So I would look at your work as a support for what you want to do. So in that, I think I will end it there, except to say that when you work for yourself, it's very different from being employed. You do everything yourself, and you have to spend more time, well, at least as much time, if not more time, marketing yourself than creating. And a lot of creators don't want to hear that. They don't even believe me sometimes when I say that. But I will go into this as a topic, as a separate episode at some point. So for now, I will leave it there and say thank you very much for listening. And until next time, I hope I've given something useful that you can hopefully use or share with somebody else. Thank you. See you next time.